someone says Kol Oichel B'Chi, so the pasuk considers it Keilu Hisane Chi V'Asiri. So whoever eats on Erev Yom Kippurim, is the pasuk considers it Keilu that the Achil itself is an Inui. That's a few shittas in Rishonim how to learn it. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. This means that whoever eats Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippurim, the Torah considers it an inui. The Torah considers it k'ili he was misaneh. Normally achila is something that's maybe the oinig. The only achila is an oinig, the kazach. But here, the achila is considered an inui. What's the vod? The vod is, ken zayin that the Torah considers the achila an inui. And I remember there's a Noam Megodim. I think you say the Noam Megodim. He says, I think he says, something on these lines. I'm not sure, I don't remember. But the word is, a person that is misane b'chi, when he's eating, in other words, if he's reached the point where achila is an inui for him, chi, the hachon, the preparation for Yom Kippurim is where the achila is an inui for him. And where the achila is an inui for him, then if achila is an inui, then the tzoim is an oinig. If achila is the inui, then the next day of Yom Kippurim, or Yom Kippurim itself, is an inui of Shabbos. And Shabbos is a chiv oinig. Where's the oinig? Where's the oinig Shabbos if you don't eat anything? The teretz is, if a person's reached that darga, and that's what's required on Yom Kippurim. Person reaches the daga that they not achila, meaning, and Yom Kippur is a day which is full of avoida, the kulei ruchni of Yom Kippur, that is the oinig. How can a person be zoicha to mamish feel that nakuda, that the e achila and the avoida of no achila, no shtia, that for him is an oinig, that for him is a Shabbos dika, is an oinig digatam? That's only if, according to how much, it's a very big yisod, according to how much the achila is an inui for him. And achila refers to inyonim gashmim in general. Avada the achila of Erev Yom Kippurim, there's one side of looking at it, that it's kulei ruchni. There is one mahalach. We're going now in a different mahalach. Kafi, and Talmidim Hashem Tov Amiram is to this mahalach, that kafi, how much achila and all tanugim gashmim are an inui to a person, that's how much he'll find tainug on a day like Yom Kippurim, which is kulei ruchni, and there's no gashmis bechlal, and therefore that will be his emes tekei yema tainuk for him. That's the avoid of Yom Kippurim. The avoid of Yom Kippurim, the avoid of the hachana of Yom Kippurim, is the avoid that a person should detest in yonim gashmim. He should be most from all tanuga in yonim gashmim. In other words, ad klikach, that it should be an inui for him. And kfi how much the gashmis and tanuga gashmim are an inui for him, that's how much oinig he'll feel from in yonim that are kulei ruchni. And this is the penalty gazach, because on Yom Kippurim Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnis. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnis on Yom Kippurim, told him Ben Shalom is Moichel and Lachet Eila. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim Men Yom and Men Laila, and the Pasuk is made Mayim Lechem Le'ochal and Mayim Le'shosa. And they say that what kept Moshe Rabbeinu alive is that he had such tainuk ruchni that it possibly was nutritious for him. I feel as a Rishonim La'lan al Piteva, Moshe Rabbeinu survived. Al Piteva, Moshe Rabbeinu survived because he had such tainuk from all in Yonim Ruchni, from being up in Shemayim with the Rabbein Shlomo. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody, the Rav Shitzarov says that you don't see ever in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu ate. And by Yisro, we've discussed it, in Pashas Yisro it says, Yovei Aaron, Choyse Moshe Lecho Lechem, and Rashi asks, where was Moshe? Moshe was Meshamish. Mashma, he didn't eat. Says that they all ate the soda, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat. Now there's Moshe Rabbeinu was in a musuk where he's perish from Ishtar, where any form, his avoida wasn't to make out of a tainu gashmi epsaruchni. His avoida was that gashmi didn't speak to him bechlal. He was completely mufka, and therefore his tainu was kol kuloi from ruchnias, and that kept him alive. The tainu ruchni kept him alive, and that's how he could be in Shemayim mem yom and mem laila. Because he had killed off all in Yonim, any natia towards Tanugim Gashmim was killed off by him. And because it was killed off by him, his only oinek was from Ruchni. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur, Pshat is he's bringing that ha'ora, he's bringing that lifestyle, you could call it, he's bringing that ha'ora from Shemayim down into Yom Kippur. That's why he came down from Shemayim on Yom Kippur, because he's bringing that down with Yom Kippur. And what did he bring down? He brought down the Luchos Shniyos. And what state of the Luchos Shniyos? Luchos Shniyos, it says in the rumors on Torah Shebaal Peh. And by Torah Shebaal Peh, we know the Tanai of Torah Shebaal Peh is, that a person's got to be Meimis Atzmoy Aleha. Medrash Tanchumen Noyach, that we always quote. The person's got to be Meimis Atzmoy. He's got to be Meimis Atzmoy on Torah Shebaal Peh in order to be Masit Torah. What's the vod? He's got to be Meimis Atzmoy. Zoyis HaTorah Odom Kiyomos Ba'oyal. The person's got to be Meimis Atzmoy. What's the vod? The vod is that Misa, it's a big yisod. The vod is that Misa always reminds a person like of Sirchoin. Misa reminds a person of Rimo V'Seilea, of disgusting. Right, that's the Indian of Misa. The disgusting, the Soifa Adam is disgusting. And that's really what Misa really means. Whenever we say a person's got to be Meimis Atzmoy Aleha, the Oimek is that a person's got to reach the Matzav where the Guf dies, the Neshama doesn't die. Where an Indian Gufni should be Misa for him. And Misa is disgusting. Misa, the right, it's a Mokum Rima Vesaleh, it's a Mokum of Sirchoin, it's a Mokum of Tumah, it's a Mokum of Avia Voisa Tumah. So Meimis Atzmah, whenever Chazal talk about you've got to be Meimis Atzmah in the mitzvah, means that pshat is that in order to appreciate the tainug in the mitzvah, Hari, what dies? The guf dies. So a person's got to feel first that all in Yonim Gashmiim are kots to him. And then he can start feeling the tainug, and then he can start feeling the tainug of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one whose tainug is kol kulei from Ruchni. He's coming down from Shemayim, which is the mokum of Kol Kulei Tanugim Ruchim. It's a mokum malachim. It's a mokum where all in yonim guf are not tefes mokum mechal. He's coming down with the Luchos Shniyos, with Torah Shebaal Peh, with the whole kim of Torah Shebaal Peh has to be al derech Moshe Rabbeinu that killed off all in Tanugim Gashmi, and then he feels the Tanugim Ruchni, and then he comes down on Yom Kippur because that is the Yom Kippur. So the hachana of Yom Kippur is the achila should be an inui. And if the Achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim is an Inui, so then Yom HaKippurim is a time of Kulei Tanug. There you can connect to Moshe Rabbeinu's Mem Yom and Mem Laila, and that's what he brought down Mamish on Yom HaKippurim. This is the Sod and Tachlis HaYisoidus. This explains us the whole Yisod of Yom Kippur. This explains us the whole Inyan of Tefillah, of Mikvah, because Hari Omer Rabbi Akiva, Shreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miyatim Entarim, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh is Mayim. Mayim we know is Matzmiach Kol Tanugim. Mayim is the Sherish of all Tanugim. As I state, Chaim Vital brings it down, Sharik Dusha, the Tanya brings it down at the beginning, all the Sfarim bring it down. The Mayim is the Mokum of Tanugim. When you go down into the Mikveh, you've killed. It's a Mokum of Misa. The Pashta Kavanah of a Mikveh is when a person goes down in there, there's no, he can't survive any. It's Kilu, the old man dies, and a new man comes out of the Mikveh. What's the vote? Mayim is Tanugim. He dies in the Tanugim. He kills himself off from Tanugi Olam Hazeh. That's what Mikveh means. And then you come out with a new feeling, with a gewaltige feeling of a Chiyas Ruchni, of a Techiyas and a Tainug Ruchni. You kill the Tainug Gashmi by going into the Mikveh. You're going into a Mokim where a person dies, he drowns, and that's the Indian of drowning. It's Yadua that Mitzrayim were Kol Kulei Tanugim. Right, Kemaisi Eretz Mitzrayim Leisasu. My Mitzrayim full of Tanugim Gashmim, full of Erevas Oretz. It's called. It's Erevas Oretz. It's full of Aroyas. It's full of Taivis and Tanugim Gashmim, and they drowned in there. Mayim is Tainug. They died in their Tanugim. That was the end of them. Or when Mikveh is the vod, when you kill yourself off the Tanugim and you come out of the Mikveh, a person that now Tanugim Gashmim is Misa for me. Tanugim Gashmim is Misa. It's a Sirchin. It's Misa. You've killed off the Tanugim Gashmi. By the way, and then you can appreciate, then you can appreciate Tanugim Ruchni. That's the whole Yisod of the Mon. The Mon, the Pasuk says, Vayancho, Vayarivecho. And everybody asks, what do you mean? The Mon could taste of whatever you want. The best catering. Food. What's the Vayancho? The Teretz says there was a Vayancho. It wasn't the Machel Gashmi, people say, Pashup Shat. But it wasn't the Michael Gashman where you can mamish fill yourself up from a gita stick of flesh and cut some more and dip it into ketchup, and it wasn't that type of thing. So that was a vayancho. That's why you can appreciate the mon. The mon was lechem abirim. It's the lechem al malachi asher, says the Gemara. It's a kulei ruchmi vayancho. Vayancho is like that the achila, mamish achila ve'erev Yom Kippurim. It's an inui. Vayancho. It was an inui. Vayancho v'yachil chesamon. It's the achila ve'erev Yom Kippurim. It's an achila, but it's an inui, and when you kill off the tanug and gashmim, then you can be masik how the malachim taste of mon. Mon goes hand in hand with the avoid of Yom Kippurim. The whole sugi of the mon in Gemara is in the end of Yuma, the last parak in Yuma, which deals with Hilchas Yom Kippurim. What's the mon got to do with Hilchas Yom Kippurim? And Teretz says that's the yisod. If you want to feel the tainug of the tainug ruchni of Yom Kippurim, if you want to feel the murdik a tainug, the tainug ruchni of Yom Kippurim, so you can only feel the tainug ruchni of Yom Kippurim if there's a vayancha first. You've got to starve yourself ki'ilu from the yitzhar, you've got to kill off the yitzhar. It's going to be an inui to you, tanug and gashmi. And then you can appreciate the food, then you can appreciate the mon. So that's why the sugi of mon is in Yom Kippurim. And it's the same inyan of bris milah as well. Same inyan of bris milah. The bris milah pshat is that's like an hariga. Right? That's why Yidin are always moist and nefesh of a bris milah. The whole inyan of bris milah is like ilu. You stab the mokum of tanugim of the person, the mokum where the tainu gashmi, the yitzhar is misgaber, and that's the mokum where you spill blood over there. You kill the tanugim gashmi. Only after you've killed the tanugim gashmi, only then can you begin to. Only then will a person have a moedik a tainuk from mitzvahs and from yanim ruchim. That's why Avraham Avinu, after he was makayim mitzvahs mila, the pasuk says, "Hu yoshev pesach oil kachoyim ayoyim," and the Mor Hashemesh and other svarim say that kachoyim ayoyim means that he had a moedik a chamimus. He felt an unbelievable and a murder kachamimus. Meaning a fire in his avodas Hashem. He couldn't keep himself back. He felt a murder of fire in his avodas Hashem. And that's when you see his reason makdim, and he ran mitzvah achnasas orchim, and he ran, and that's all coming after, straight after the bris milah. This is how you. This is then the tzura of kima mitzvah after all the tanugim mitzvah milah, after the tanugim gashmi are killed. It represents killing the tanugim gashmi, being memayit the tanugim. The more you memayit in tanugim gashmi, the more misa you bring into the tanugim gashmi, the more you'll go wild over kima mitzvah. And the end of that parasha is the parasha of Akedah, where Abraham and Yitzchak readily together, Yitzchak wanted to go up on the Mizbeach. Yitzchak had a tshuka to go up on the Mizbeach, because Yitzchak is Kotzchai. Olam Hazeh was Moss to him, Kotzchai. Tver Shlomo says that's why he went blind, he couldn't look at Olam Hazeh anymore. So once that becomes Moss to him, so another Abba, then he becomes a Korban Oila, it's just Kula Oila, it's Kulei Ruchni. Korban Oila, there's no Achila even. It's a Korban that's Kulei Ruchni. Even not Achila Ruchni. It's called kulay oila Hashem. Yitzchak was called an oila tmima. In these days, we're marbe to mention the zchus of akedas Yitzchak because it's an avoida for Yom Kippurim. The mitzvah of mila is an avoida. It's the same type of thing. It's an avoida for Yom Kippurim because the whole vort of Yom Kippurim is the hachana is kafi how much a person kills off tainug and gashmim. That's how much he'll feel the tainug, and that's how much the day of Yom Kippur, where there's no achil and shtia, will be a day which is kula oinik for him. As much as the achila on Erev Yom Kippurim was an inui, that's how much the Yom Kippurim, the fasting of Yom Kippurim, is going to be an oinik to him. And that's the nekuda. So that's what happened with Yitzchok. Yitzchok, Dvarim Gashmim, was an inui to him. Kotzchai, he couldn't look at it. It was an inui, and that's how he was oicha to have the tshuka of the gewaltige slavas of being an oila tmima. That's why also the parasha of the avoid of Yom Kippurim is the parasha of starts off with Nodav Aviv Bekarvosim Lefnei Hashem Yemusu. What's the shaychus to Bekarvosim Lefnei Hashem Yemusu? The Torah says Nodav Aviv, the Sfarim say they couldn't stay in their guf anymore. That was their vote. They couldn't stay in their guf anymore. They were so the dveikus and the shomer to Rabban Shalom was so great that the every element of Olam Hazeh, whatever it was, they pashut couldn't stand it. They couldn't be there anymore. We're not going into tonight. If it's yet pegam, if it's not pegam, lemaisa the avoid of Yom Kippurim starts off with Achram Shnei Bnei Aaron. Why? Because that's the avoid. That's where we should be at in Yom Kippurim. They had such dveikus. They had such dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the anything gufni for them was terrible. It was mamish muktzim achmas mias. That's where you're supposed to be in Yom Kippurim. Then you'll feel the tining of Yom Kippurim. That's what they shine into the avoid of Yom Kippurim, and that's where the parash of Achrei Mois begins. That's where the parash of Achrei Mois begins. Bekorvasim lefnei Hashem. The hemshech of after the avoid of Yom Kippurim, it's yidua, by the way, that the avoid of Yom Kippurim, Ramatl brings down, but avoid of Yom Kippurim has 33 psukim. 33 is connected Lag Va'omer. Rav Motl says that the Rashbi was connected to the Inyan of Kodesh Kodoshim. Ba'yachoy b'Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ka'avyorim b'Chadosh Kodoshim. He's shaykh to the Kodesh Kodoshim, he's shaykh to Yom HaKippurim. When the Rashbi came out of the cave and he saw people who were menichim chay oilam va'oiskim chay shah, he killed them. Chay shah for him was a misa, it's disgusting. He killed them. How can he be oisik and chay shah? That's a Yom Kippur Dik Avoid. That's a Yom Kippur Dik Malach. He only had oinik from Dvarim which were kulei ruchni. Later on in Achrimois, there it says there's a parash of the Arroyas. And the parish, and we learn about in Mincha Yom Kippurim. We learn about Arroyos, because on a day like Yom Kippurim, if you read it says that Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim Lisasu. Mitzrayim was full of Toyeva. And a day like Yom Kippurim, where we can hear about Arroyos, a person should be the biggest Toyeva for him. After the Tahara that a person reaches on Yom Kippurim, any Indian Gashmi is an Inui famous Kulei Teva. See, even the biggest Tainugim Gashmi, the Tainug of Arroyos, the Yitzhar of Arroyos, is that itself completely disappears. And that's why we lay it on Yom Kippurim. A person should remember the whole year how he felt about feeling the Parsha of Arroyos when he felt in his Kedusha of Yom Kippurim, how kotz it was to him on Yom Kippurim. That's why we lay it on Yom Kippurim. And that's why it's an Achrimois. It's an Achrimois. It's the end of Achrimois, the Parsha of Arroyos. And it says, Kamai Seretz Mitzrayim, Leis Asu. On Yom Kippurim, Mitzrayim's got to be, the Maisim of Eretz Mitzrayim's got to be completely cut, it's got to be completely mosque. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, then we started eating the mon. Only when a person's vaekled from all the Tanug and Gashmim, only when it's a Vayancha, then when Gashmim is an Inui, that's the Zelum Azeh of coming out of Mitzrayim. So that's why we learn that, and that's why that's the parash of Achimois, Avodim and Kippurim and the Arroyos. The parash of Achimois finishes off. Straight after the parish of Arroyos, we're seeing that now. It's Pel Dekemendui. Shmatim Atim is Chukoisa Besmeshpata Veloisasu Mikol HaToyevo Yisaela. It's a Toyevo. Kol HaToyevo Yisaela Osu Anshe Oretz Veloisoki. The vomiting, throwing out these all disgusting things. It's a Toyevo. It's an abomination. And Veloisoki, the earth is going to sick you out Kasha Ko, like it vomited out. Veloisashagoi Kikol HaSashiyasu Mikol HaToyevo Yisaela. How many times can you say Te'evas? Every single pasuk from here is either talking about throwing up, which is a Te'eva in itself, or it says the word Te'eva. Vatitma oretz, vatoki yeshver, Te'evos, Te'evos, Loisoki, Te'evos, Te'evos. Every pasuk is going even a Te'evos or Loisoki, and that's the climax. That's the end of Parshas Achrimois. Of ayim kibedik matzav, eating is an inui. It's very red for an Arroy. Arroyos is something which is a person has to have a bucket when he hears about Arroyos. It's something that a person has to have because that's the mokim where on Yom Kippurim where only Tainug is a Tainug to be dobek to the Rabbein Shalom and dobek to Ruchni is everything else. A befrat in Mamish Yitzahora is a Gashmim has to become a Toeva, Mamish a Toeva by a person. That's the void of Yom Kippurim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Dagam Nodav Aviyu, the Rashbi couldn't look at a Yid being Isaac in the field. Still look forward to Te'eva, it must have been to any time in Gashmi. And that's why the Seder of Ashamna Bagadnu is the Seder of Aleph Beis. And Tov is like the sum up, it's like the climax, it's like summing up, it's the Sikkum, it's the end. It's the Sikkum of all the Vidui Chatoim. And what is the Tov of Ashamna Bagadnu? Tiavtonu. Tzorano, Avina, Tzorano, Kashino, Evrojano, Shichasnu, Toinu. Tiavnu Tidan, it's the Toeva. The sum up of every Aveira, a person lets his Yitzhahara and take him to do an Aveira, the sum up of everything is Yom Kippurim, that's the greatest Toeva. An Aveira has to be the greatest Toeva. Even an Inyan of Rishus, of Achila is already an Inui for him. At that point, at that point, anything worse than that is Mamisha Bechina of a Toeva. That all comes from Moshe Rabbeinu brought that down with him from Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu brought that down with him from Shemayim, and that's the Omer of Akiva at the end of Yuma. Ashreichem Yisrael, if nemiatam time, Mikri Yisrael Hashem. Akiva is the one who says Kol Yoma Yisi Mitztayer. He was waiting to go up in Mesiras Nefesh, which means the Olam Hazeh they were torturing his goof. And it didn't mean anything to him. Pashut, he didn't feel it, didn't mean anything to him. He was completely, like the Dag of Moshe Rabbeinu, was completely mufka, completely mufka from the whole Indian of any Dava Gashmi. Once a person's got to that darga, he can't stay in anymore. The Banshan gave him his rotzon to leave. But all kol yoma you see mitzday. That's like the darga of another aviyu. That's a yom kippur dikam halach. It's yom kippur dikam halach. So that's how yuma. That's how yuma finishes up. That's a yom kippur dikam halach. That yuma mikveh, all these things, and that's the avoida. That's the avoida of yom kippurim. That's the sod of the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel. It's a pelding zach. You take the soil Azazel, which has all our various, you take it far away and you throw it off the cliff. It's like somebody's got a very bad stench garbage bag. You can't leave it outside your house. You got to take it. You got to take it somewhere far. You got to take it to a mokum. No, nobody can be in their sfira b'chla. A mitzoyra is a certain nebuch. It's a certain ekeldike machla. A person's got to go chutz legim machnas. It's something you can't keep. Something that's a tayeva. Something that's disgusting. You can't. It's vomit. It's you can't keep it anywhere near. That's the soil azazel. That's the void of soil azazel. You take the soil azazel and you take it far, far, far away. Esther parsoi, you speak it mamish far away, and then you throw it off the cliff. It's like ah. That's mamash yom kippurdik. That's a yom kippurdik azach. You can't look at it. Take it away already. And it says that the people used to scream at the guy. So the kalidaz, the mishnah, used to scream at the guy. No, go already, go already, go already. It's to push him. That to make a bridge to go across, because everyone was pushing away. We can't take it. It's disgusting. Take it away already. That's all averes. That's what happens to all averes. Hopefully, that's what happens to all averes on yom kippurim. That's what happens to all averes yom kippurim. Because Yom Kippurim is a day where we become so ruchni with the Rabbein Shalom that the greatest oinig, the greatest taiva that we have, the greatest taiva and the greatest oinig that we have is the oinig to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We discussed the Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron is Rosh HaTevah's Nohar Aleph, and Nohar is Tainug, and Nohar Aleph means Tainug in Alikus. Aaron HaKoyin is he represents Klal Yisrael on Yom HaKippurim, and it's Yadua that Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of Parashas thing, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Koyach of Kodesh HaKadoshim to Aaron HaKoyin. The end of Parashas Shmini, the end of Parashas Tzav, and Moshe Rabbeinu handed over the Kohuna Gedolah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol first. And at the end of Tzav, Moshe Rabbeinu is finishing, and then Vayibayim, straight away after, Vayibayim Hashmini, he's giving it over. What did he give over to Aaron HaKohen? What's the end of Parashat Tzav? Only Pesach and Moed, they say it's the Shivas Yomim. Kasher also Bayim Hazek, Tzivah Hashem Las is Lachaper Aleichem. Rashi brings down, so Gemara at the beginning of Yuma. Lasa is a maisa pora, lachab is a maisa Yuma Kippurim. To teach you that the Kohen Gadol needs prisha kodim Yom Kippurim. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Aaron HaKohen the koyach of Yom Kippurim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Yom Kippur Dekeid. He was the yid that couldn't lechem leyochal ma'im leshoso. It was kulei tainu gruchni. That's the whole nekuda. Moshe Rabbeinu was a baby. He don't be yonik from a mitzvah. As I'll say, pesha also dabe mashchina. But the vote is that such an achila is a toyeva by Moshe Rabbeinu from that age already, because he's kol kulei bekedusha. Similarly, we were talking before. It's a bit out of seder. Sorry. So we were talking before about the inyan of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is kotz chai. When Eliezer went to look for shidduch for Yitzchok, he arrived to Lavan Basul's house, and then they said, "Eat and then speak." And he said, "No, first I have to speak, and then I can't eat." Acha kila ledaber. Yomer Eved Avraham Anoichi. It's famous. The Fer Shlomo says that Eliezer was used to eating at Avraham Sarah's house. Eating with goyim was a disgusting thing. He couldn't eat the goyim. He had to say Dvar Torah at the table. He couldn't eat before he said Dvar Torah at the table. He said the poison. The Tver Shlomo says, the Chazal said he tried to poison him. That poison was Pashat eating with goyim. That was the poison. Eating goyim is a suda which is kulei gashmi. Dam divrei Torah. It's kulei gashmi. What does the Pirkei Avos say? Shloshish ochel shulchan echad ve'ein v'neim divrei Torah. Kilu ochel mishulchan molei ki v'tzoyo. It's not a gishmak in Mishnah Torah. Kilu say kilu chayesish. Why you have to choose the most ekelig gazachin, the Torah, the most disgusting things? Because that is what it should be. Tainu gashmi bifnei atzman. That is what it is. He's looking for a shidduch. Eliezer is looking for a shidduch for Yitzchok. And Yitzchok's one is Kotzchai. He's Kotzchai. You can't take a shidduch from him. You can't be Memala Yeshlichas unless you go in Yitzchok's Mahalach. And therefore, Dafka, when he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchok, is to arrive at Lavan's house and to eat a suda with Goyim, is Yitzchok is Kotz. Yitzchok is Kotzchai. Yitzchok is Fakel from such a thing. It's Ochle Meshulchan Ki Yitzoya. That's an inuit to eat such a thing. The Nazis, Yemach Shalom, used to force people to eat that type of thing. It's an inuit. So therefore, that's why you have to say the Torah at the table. That's the Nakuda. There's another Nakuda. Moshe gave it over to Aaron. Because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu could go into the Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wanted to. Kodesh Kodashim is a place where you go where you only have Tainig Ruchni. It's like Nodav Aviyu, the Korbasim Lifnei Hashem. They went Lifnei Hashem, they had the Tainig Ruchni. Kodesh Kodashim is a place where you can only go to if there's no, the person's got no Meshicha Bechlal to any Nyonim Gashmi. You weren't allowed to daven, he didn't daven there. The Tefillah Ketzorah, the Kohen Gadol said when he came out. So Pasha Pshad is because Chazal says, Shloi Lahavis is on, people think he died in there. In the Kodesh Kodashim alone, there's no Tefillah Ketzorah when he came out of there. According to what we're saying, Pshat is that Tefillah is Chai Shah. There's no Mokum for Chai Shah Bechla. If the Rashbi couldn't be Soivel, somebody who's being Oisik Bechai Shah, it's a Mokum which is Kulei Chai Oilam. And if you're living in that world which is Kulei Chai Oilam, then any Chai Shah disturbs you, like by the Rashbi. Rashbi is Ba'i Yechoi, Bekodesh HaKadoshim. If you can kill somebody for being Oisik and Chai Shah, it means that the Kodesh Kodashim is your Mokum. So he had to daven for the tefillas over drachim. There were tefillas that are Kohen Godless daven. I know, but it's chayisho. And there's no mokum for anything. There's no mokum chayisho. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kol kulay in the kodesh kodashim dikamensh. He was a kol kulay kodesh kodashim dikamensh. Because he was a kol kulay kodesh kodashim dikamensh. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu could go into the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's that koyach Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Aaron a koyach. The Kodesh Kodashim is a mokum where if you have any mishi, that's why it was such a dangerous place. The Rashbi killed somebody who's oisin chai shav. A person has a machshava in the Kodesh Kodashim, he's dead. It's a chai oilam dika place. You have a chai shav dika machshava, it's dead.
So why do we do the katayrus? It seems to be like a gashmi, it's the gazach that we do inside.
Why do you say Keteris? So first of all, Keteris is Reach, and Reach, yeah. Warren says in Brochus, yeah, and Shomen Enes Menev Enoguf Enes Menev, the other Rabbi. You have to take something where the goof doesn't have anything out of it. It's Kulei, Kulei Neshoma. Kulei Neshoma. Yeah, that's the Kodesh Kodoshim. That's the Kodesh Kodoshim. It's the Koyach of a person to be only Kol Kulei Chai Olumdi. In other words, the outside, the Mizbechus outside, he brought up Kabonis. Kabonis was the Hariga of the Bahamas, of the Nefesh of Bahamas. In other words, the Nefesh of Bahamas is dead. Only when the Nefesh of Bahamas is dead, in other words, and again, Misim is a Sirchen de Kazakh. Only when that's dead can a person go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, and can a person appreciate what it means, Kol Kulei, to live a life, which is Kol Kulei Kosher to the Inyan of Chai Olam, not Chai Shah. That's the Yom Kippurim. That's avoided Yom Kippurim. That's how a person has to feel by Torah Shabbat Peh. The emistic tiny of Torah Shabbat Peh, a person can only get. The emistic tiny of Torah Shabbat Peh, a person can only get if. To the degree that he manages to think that all Tanugim of the Yitzhahara all like a Bechinus Shulchan Maliki Vitzoya. The whole Vatam Purim was when they Shenen was Mr. Dosim Shalach Shverish. That was their Hano. Hare, it was a Suda that should have been a Ta'eva for them. Mm-hmm. They were talking Arroyas the whole time. They were talking, it was a terrible thing. I mean, a person eats a Suda for 100 or nearly 200 days. A person est, and he eats a Suda. The whole Suda there was a Ta'eva. The things they were talking about, and the Achila, the Ribu Achila, is Be'etzem a Ta'eva. A person who eats a lot throws up. A ribbe of gashmis automatically becomes avoider. Is that any gashmis should be like that? But a ribbe of gashmis, all normal people, their system can't take it. And here they were nenu, Mr. Dawson. This is where they get the hanof. This is their tainuk. This is their oinig. This is where the whole gezera came out. And therefore, tsumo alai shloshi yomim. They had to fast 3 days. They had to kill. They had to pashut kill their whole system. They had to kill their whole system. And then they had to work into a new system, and that's why Purim is Kim of a Kibbul of the Makabal Torah Shabbal Peh. Because Torah Shabbal Peh is the Memis Atzmoy. They were Mamish Memis Atzmoy there. They were Mamish Memis Atzmoy. They were Memis Atzmoy in by fasting for 3 days. And Esther said, Kasher Avodati Avodati, she'll fast, and they'll fast, and it'll all be part of the Kasher Avodati Avodati. And Faket, it says that Esther to go to Achashverosh, and it was a terrible thing for her. It was something that she couldn't be soivel. It was part of a mysterious nefesh for Klal Yisrael to marry Achashverosh, to do things that was mamish. She was at Madrega, where to marry a goy was a toyeva for her, kilo. And she, by all them fasting, the fasting all those days, there was zeicha to be mesaken that nakuda. There was zeicha to be mesaken to rectify that nakuda. And once they were mesaken, once they rectified that nakuda. Once they rectified that nakuda, so then they were ready to be makabel Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's the inyan. Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. It's the mamish the same thing. The chatorim of a person through all the year is that he was nene misudosa shel Achashverosh. He was nene from tanugim gashmim, and therefore his avoid of preparing himself is that the achila should become the pchinas inui for him. And then the iachila will become a tiny for him, and that was the tikkun. So that's why the Torah Shabbal Peh came down on Yom Kippurim, and the Torah Shabbal Peh they were makabel on Purim, and that's the sod of Yom Kippurim Kippurim. Okay.